the Station of the Stars. RTI.
EW to his friends. Eric Wiltshire.
Welcome back to part two of Postcard from Pot Brad with me, Eric Wiltshire, Rachel Brunsden down there in Queensland, and Lee Banks over on the zit of the nose in Europe. That's England, of course. Sir Alex Ferguson is stepping down.
Is he the football dude?
No, he's the one who, the football dude who got in trouble for having his toes sucked on a beach in wherever it was.
Rachel. Is he the red-headed football hood dude?
Rachel.
That's the one.
Rachel,
nice dress sense,
you play football.
Well for his ex-family.
Rachel, your guys play football with a rugby ball.
We play soccer.
You play football with a rugby ball.
And a, also, if you count the Australian rules football, it kind of looks like a rugby ball, but it's not.
It is. It's a rugby ball.
And that round thing is a soccer ball.
A soccer ball. Okay.
You've completely flummoxed me.
Yeah.
I'm surprised I know that much.
Yeah. Anyway.
I thought we were allies on this.
But no so chance.
I've become a savant. Oh, no.
And I think I will be in unison with everybody by saying Sir Alex Ferguson, probably the greatest ever football manager on the planet. And I say that as a Spurs supporter who drew with Chelsea this week, bearing in mind the chairman supports Chelsea.
He was a bit bad-tempered, though, wasn't he?
What, the boss?
Yeah, Alex, which boss are you talking about?
our boss Simon isn't Joe. Bad-tempered. He's lovely.
Yeah, thank you.
Alex Ferguson was bad-tempered.
No!
He was! He caused poor little David Beckham to have a...
Didn't he throw a shoe at him or something?
I think he kicked a shoe and it hit David Beckham by accident. Oh. But that naughty, naughty Alex Ferguson kicked it in the first place.
Sir Alex Ferguson just doesn't suffer fools gladly.
And are you saying that David Beckham is a fool?
He was at certain times, yes. I think he
was. I can't chew that because I've no idea. He's a bit squeaky, isn't he, Rachel, though? He might be sort of gorgeous to look at.
He's a bit shiny for my liking.
No,
Alex Ferguson.
David Beckham has David Beckham has grown up now, but it's fair to say
still talks like a big girl.
In his earlier days, he was a bit of a plonker, and I'm sure David would admit that. But he's grown up a lot now.
He's not quite famous for his plonker, didn't he?
Yes, he did actually. But that's another story. Anyway, the good news for Manchester United fans is that Sir Alex is staying on as a director and ambassador. The bad news is that the owners, the brothers, have already put out a message in the New York Stock Exchange to say that possibly Sir Alex Ferguson stepping down as a coach could impact on the revenue of the club.
I'm sure it could.
Sorry?
What?
Is it listed on the Stock Exchange?
Yes.
Yes, you silly girl.
That's ridonkulous.
It's not ridonkulous.
It's ridonkulous.
It's a game with a ball. It's on the Stock
Exchange. She's right.
I'm going to start a ping pong tournament on the Stock Exchange.
We know a ping pong champion, don't we, Eric?
We do, actually.
Yeah, a champion of the world.
We're going to be rich. I'm going to call him. Apparently, anybody can get on the Stock Exchange.
Well, there are super clubs like Tottenham Hotspur, which, of course, are listed on the Stock Exchange. There are other puerile clubs like Chelsea, which are also listed on the Stock Exchange. And of course, the Glazier brothers floated Manchester United on there. And I think the good news is that since they've taken over, the debt has gone down from £900 million...
Rachel,
just,
that's the sort of money you're talking about in football. That's ludicrous. That was only on David Beckham's wages.
The debt has gone down to £450 million since they took over.
Got rid of Beckham.
And the great news is...
Why? That's because their medical bills went down after that silly Ferguson stopped kicking people in the shoes.
And get this, the interest on the money that they owe is just a mere £50 million a year at the moment.
I could bail out America.
What sort of interest rate are they paying then?
God knows. God knows.
He's ludicrous. Listen, can I tell you something that happened over Alex Ferguson this week in the news?
Well, how am I going to
say yes? Go ahead, Lee.
How am I going to stop you?
because you could appeal to my better nature. But as I don't have one,
I could, of course, fade him down like that, boys and girls, and then not and then fade him back up in a minute.
Shut up!
What?
Right. I was doing talking, telling a story, and you just...
You're back.
Shall we fade him down again? That'd be wonderful, wouldn't it? He's still ranting on.
She's talking over
now.
I'll let you know when he stopped ranting on, because it's more fun that way. No, he's still ranting. Still ranting.
He's talking.
What?
He's getting too... Only dogs can hear you now.
Yes.
Can I tell my story?
Yes, if you like.
Nah. That's very kind of you, thank you. Right, so anyway, this is what happened in the news world to do with Alex Ferguson this week.
What?
Because when he... Well, you know he drinks a bit, doesn't he? He's been known to have a tip.
Here we go.
Yeah, he has been known to have a tip. And the news came out that part of the reason for his retirement was because he has to have a hip replacement at the end of the season. Turns out they made a mistake and he's actually going for a hip flask replacement.
Ah, ha, ha, ha.
What on? That took such a long time, Lee. We need to really talk about this afterwards.
I think so. I think we need to have a production meeting after the production.
Meeting.
Yes, exactly. Anyway, let's just hope that in the rest of the season, Manchester United sort of win the next couple of games, Arsenal lose the next couple of games, and Tottenham win the next couple of games so that Arsenal don't play in Europe next year, because I will be devastated if they do. BT's getting into a spat with Sky B over the Premier League as well, but something completely different in that they're offering or trying to offer Premier League football to its broadband customers.
Crazy.
Why?
Because we already have soccer, football, that game we were just talking about, on TV, on BBC One and ITV3, on all programmes, we have all the matches for nothing. They take up at least 2 days a week. Why do BT think that people are going to pay for it when they can watch it on ordinary telly for nothing?
Because they can watch it live.
I'd rather watch it dead.
Cheers! I agree.
Is there nothing you enjoy watching lively?
Sex.
Next. On television.
People like Michelle Martinez singing on television. That's what I enjoy.
Good grief.
My friend PJ Proby singing on television.
Yeah, but that wouldn't get any viewers.
Cooking shows I enjoy.
You cheeky. You cheeky person.
Are you talking about those Romanian girls now, the cheeky, cheeky girls?
I like to watch them live on TV. Just turn the sound off.
No, but people watch...
Anyway, going on about Michelle, just let me say, I've seen Michelle in her pantaloons.
Yes, on the cover of her EP, she's in her knickers. I said, pantaloons, we're an
Ofcom regulated show.
Need a cardigan or an RTI t-shirt.
Well, and guess who pimped those pantaloons to me? That Rachel person.
I did. I said, you like this, Lee? She's in her knickers.
Well, anyway, I think it's a good idea that BT offers this to its broadband customers because it will then be some competition for Sky. Not that I'm against Sky, because I'm not, but it's good to have two players or two service providers in the marketplace so no one service becomes dominant.
The ones on ITV that we have virtually every night are live.
But they're not the Premier League.
Whose league are they?
The Europa League.
Too many leagues. Spoiled.
Do you understand that, Rachel? I don't either.
No.
On ITV, you get the Europa League. Europa League. On some.
Is that a U2 album?
I give up. Let's move on to Justin Bieber because they both understand him.
Oh, no. Bad boy, Bieber.
He's a fool. I love him.
He's a fool. He can't sing and he's ugly and he's little and he's scrawny and he's talentless.
And Lee Banks is out of touch with every young lady in the planet.
I don't care about the young lady. Oh, no, that sounds terrible.
My daughter listens to this. You better retract that.
Retract what?
That young ladies, that thing you said about young ladies. I retract it
every time I see a young lady, I tell you.
And well, you should.
Absolutely. So what did he do wrong then?
Oh, look, you know, he's been running around in a balaclava to cover his face. Now, that's all very well because he wants to remain anonymous.
Oh my God, he's copying.
The thing about Michael Jackson, it all reeks of Michael Jackson. But the thing, and he's got a monkey as well, which that's a whole other show.
Wear a balaclava as well.
But this balaclava has got the Chanel logo on it, so we know who's under there, fool. It's worth about $500. What is it that you're trying to do exactly? Like, he's just an idiot. When he went, he went and visited the house of Anne Frank.
Right.
And he wrote in the book, and I'm paraphrasing a little, but he wrote in the guest book, he said, the one inspiration she was so-and-so. And I would hope that if you'd lived in my day that you would be a believer.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
So he should be beaten severely. And in Dubai, he should be in Dubai, of all places, he should be taken out in public and flogged.
Stone.
Flogged, yeah.
How much would you get?
They found drugs on his bus and he's now in some sort of dispute with one of his neighbours for spitting at him, and he's lost the plot.
No, Rachel, I'm going to say Justin Bieber is a genius.
Justin Bieber is a talentless...
No, Lee, he's a genius. Let me finish. In exactly the same vein as Madonna, when she did that tour of hers which the Roman Catholic Church got upset about a couple of years ago, Bieber's doing exactly the same thing. He is getting free publicity for every silliness that he does, and he's not paying PR companies to do it. He's getting journalists to do free publicity for him, and they're falling for it.
Well, we're talking about it.
Yep.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, but that isn't necessarily what it's about. A lot of this free publicity that he's getting off journalists is taking the mickey out of him because of the way he acts. Let's face it, this bloke, the story that's in the news now about him, the thing that happened in Dubai, was the fact that a fan ran on the stage and tackled him, as it says in the news, from behind. Mm-hmm. And there was apparently all sorts of mayhem went on. And then poor little Faye, little Justin, had to go off stage to recover. And then for some incredible reason, he came back on stage. And the first song he sang, bearing in mind that this man had tackled him from behind, was Boyfriend. I think this man needs taking out.
He's a genius.
Grow up. And go and get a job in a
If you really want to
I don't think he's a genius. I think his team is a genius.
Probably. But, I mean, if you want to tick off the Justin Bieber team, stop talking about them. That'll upset them.
Let's start now.
Now, good. Okay, forget the Beatles. Let's all talk about grasshoppers. Grasshopper.
Nice.
Sorry, that was a very old 70s show. Paul McCartney's stage is now been invaded by insects during a Brazilian show.
Only because he doesn't move much now.
Well, what do you expect in Brazil?
Yeah.
Well, you could expect all sorts of things. You could say at least it wasn't to do with, his hirsuteness.
Right. So basically, Paul McCartney was forced to complete his show as clouds of little creatures, grasshoppers, were buzzing around him. And
so the grasshoppers have ping pong balls for eyes.
I have no idea.
He probably thought it was the rapture or something.
No, he probably thought it was all his fans.
Grasshopper. No, he's referring to a 1970s TV show, Rachel.
You know, that you used to be in.
Yes.
Oh, 80s, thanks.
All right. A former Brighton-based police sergeant who told the story to the Sun newspaper has been jailed for 10 months.
What did he do?
Yeah.
He sold a secret story to the Sun newspaper for £500. Now, I think what the reason I put this on the list is very simply because what's happening, when the press were pilloried, about 18 months ago when all this stuff came out about phones.
The Leveson inquiry.
Well, I'm going back just before that, before Leveson was...
They should have been.
The simple argument was, well, hang on, all the press are doing is doing what they've always done. which is getting to a story in any way they can. And actually, the people who are really the culprits in this case, far more than any Sun reporter, are the police and the politicians.
I only have one question. What is stopping the Sun journalists from saying to the policeman, "No thanks"?
Yeah. Well, because why should they? They're too busy salivating. Well, there's no reason to turn them down. If a copper comes to you, or if a criminal comes to you, or somebody on a street corner comes to you and tells you something which is news, that is fair game for a journalist to take away and check out and then publish. That's just the nature of the beast, and that's the way it has been and always will be. What's actually happening are the people who've tried to make capital out of it, having no connection, like the police, like the politicians, and other people in that sort of vein, are now starting to fall one by one.
So the solution is for the journalist to say, "Sorry, mate, you can tell us a story if you like, but I'm not paying you any money."
Well, you see, well, that's just the nature of the beast, isn't it? You know, it is. You know, you've always...
Hang on. If Andrea puts her fingers in an electric fire when it's switched on and burns them, you don't have to do it.
Oh, no, I know. I understand what you say, but the simple fact is that if you are there to sell news to the public and ultimately to tell the public about the news of the day. Mm. And sometimes it's just the nature of the beast. Stories are equitable commodities, things that are worth money. And why shouldn't you pay for them? There are certain people you don't pay. You don't pay criminals. Should you say that you shouldn't pay policemen as well as you don't pay criminals? I don't know, really. But you have to be in a position to tell people what is going on in the world.
Okay, well,
cop comes up to you and offers you a story for 500 quid, you're going to snap his ass off.
This is something we probably will agree with about the police, because all I've got to say to them is come to Slovakia, where children are encouraged to play hopscotch on the pavement, where the cars drive slowly.
It's only because they can't afford toys.
No, they can afford toys. But they're also encouraged to go out and actually do things that British children did at one time, which now they're
physical
stopped.
Physical exercise. Go outside and play, children. Get some fresh air. Get away from the computer and the Xbox.
Yes, exactly. The police have warned a girl aged 10 in Kent that a chalk hopscotch grid on the pavement outside her home is classified as criminal damage. No, it's not, you idiot. When it rains, it'll go away.
I think this is the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Incredible story, isn't it? And this is the way Britain is going. This is the way Britain's going now. We are becoming more of a fascist state than any of the fascist states that have ever existed in the world. We are now a fascist state in Britain.
It's ridiculous.
Good job she wasn't laughing while she was playing, because we all know how the police feel about laughter.
Which reminds me, we are awaiting now, as in Brisbane, the airport there are currently investigating with the police as to what happened when a lady laughed in a terminal. Can you believe it?
I could believe it.
Unbelievable.
Rex wasn't playing hopscotch. Oh, my goodness.
Well, anyway, I'm going to suggest that the Chief Constable of Kent issues every policeman with some chalk. When he sees some kids standing on a street corner doing nothing, he draws a hopscotch grid on the pavement and tells them to run some energy off doing that rather than breaking a window.
I think you're right.
Loitering.
May I say that when you look at Slovakia compared to England, we are, without a doubt, becoming a fascist state. In Slovakia, one of the joys of Slovakia to me, when I'm in Poprad or wherever I am, is the fact that, quite like, as Eric's just said, the streets are filled with children who are happy, unafraid, and just enjoying themselves.
And they say...
That doesn't happen anywhere.
No, and the interesting thing is they do wear the hoodies that everybody panics about in the UK.
Yeah.
And the worst thing that will happen, and I'm not being patronising because you're on the programme, Rach, but if you were in London, I wouldn't let you walk home from a nightclub. There's no chance.
Oh, absolutely.
I wouldn't let me walk home from a nightclub. I'd be frightened.
But if you phoned me up from the local nightclub in Poprad at 2 a.m. and said, "Eric, can you come and pick me up?" I'll go, "Stop being blinking lazy, walk home."
Exactly. Yeah, I wouldn't walk, exactly. I wouldn't just walk like Eric does every club. Day.
I wouldn't walk home. Well, I don't go to clubs because I'm elderly, but I wouldn't walk home from a club. I wouldn't walk home from a club in Australia.
You're elderly.
She is elderly. Have a look at her pictures.
She's not.
I'm elderly for clubs, but I'm elderly for clubs. But look at that girl in Melbourne. That beautiful Irish girl in Melbourne who was raped and murdered in 400 yards from where she lived. Leaving a club in
Melbourne.
Well,
that's the other thing in Slovakia. They're clearly not ages because I still go and DJ in the local nightclub sometimes.
I find them all noisy and I get tired.
Oh, they're quiet. I'm the one that actually in the local... Our local nightclub rules are 120 decibels and I managed to get the trip meters to go off last time I was in it.
Nice. But you see, you're rocking.
Yeah, we were rocking big time. Anyway, what to do with 50 Shades of Grey? Well, if it's the book, I'd
suggest... Put it in the beat.
Yes, thank you.
You know how that was written? The woman slammed her head on the keyboard 50 times and a book popped out.
Quite agree. What a load of old dribble. What's the point?
Excuse me. What? Excuse me. What? This has nothing to do with the book. If you read the script, you know that.
But why did you put the headline 50 Shades of Grey then and confuse us?
I just had to do it. I had to pay out the book.
Yes.
It's a cure for grey hair, which means millions will be able to throw away messy dyes and whatever else it says. It's about grey hair, not the book about...
Now I understand the relevance. Your grey hair.
It's nothing to do with my grey hair. I don't have grey hair. I am ash blonde.
Right.
You are not.
Right.
Baldy.
You're as ash blonde as I am.
Hang on. Let me, I'm just... Lee Rach, I'm just going to look out the window. Yes, that's not a plane going overhead. It's a pink elephant.
It's see, that, flying that pigs. Flying pigs. Hair.
Yeah, that's...
Anyway, so it's a thing that helps you not go grey that's being advertised on the television already.
It's a really good thing. It's been made by Bradford University's School of Life.
Right.
And they've invented this thing called pseudocatalasia.
Right.
Right? Yes. Which you put on your head if you're grey. Mm-hmm. Right? Not in my case or Rachel's case. But if you're grey, you put it on your head.
Yes.
And your hair turns a different colour than grey.
But you can go
what
to a
colour,
you can go to a chemist and buy that now, Lee.
I was just giving people 1993. Michael Jackson actually used it.
Well, there you are. Then it's old.
And he's dead.
I never said he wasn't. I was just giving hope to the people who are grey. There's a millions and millions of people in this world.
Grey people, greyers of the world. Grow grey gracefully. Age gracefully. Grey hair's very distinguished.
No, grow old disgracefully, Rachel.
I'm wearing
grey hair is in.
Oh, right. Okay. Anyway, there's an island up for sale, but it's no good.
It says it. Why is it not? Why have you not read this one either?
It's no good, Lee.
Why?
Because it's only 1.5 miles off the coast.
I know, but it's got a post office, so you could go there and still get your dole.
No, it's no good.
Why?
Because it's inside territorial waters. You can't put a radio station on it.
Oh, well, then it's no good.
Oh,
it's no good.
Could you do it on the internet?
You could do an interwebby one, yeah, because you don't need a license.
So he's talking rubbish again, Rachel. Of course you can have that. You can move on to this island.
Yes.
800 acres of flourishing tourist enterprise, bird colonies, and a post office.
Yeah, but
and
Lee,
it's not cost you £2.5 million.
Yeah, but Lee, I couldn't put up a medium wave transmitter on there, AM, and broadcast on it with a radio station that nobody would listen to.
Rachel, has he just said this and we discounted it?
Yes.
Right, so right, you could play with your internet,
it's
right?
A short
and Rachel. Yeah, me and Rachel go on the dole, and then every week we'll just walk down to our own post office, the post office that we own,
right.
And get us dole money.
Well, I could be your postmaster for you.
That'd be good, and then we don't have to go to the office. You can just bring it.
Yeah, because I'm actually qualified to be a postmaster.
Postmaster, PM. Yeah.
Are you Notary Public as well? That'd be handy.
No, I'm a I was trained because Daddy had
it's
a
large.
Me Dad had a sub post office. He had the village post office, and so I was counter trained when Dad went away anyway for a day. I was in charge, and I had to go on a training course that, you see, so to make sure I could add up.
We need medical personnel also.
Yeah, we need medical. No, I can do that. I'll play doctors and nurses, Rachel. Don't you worry.
Oh, Lord.
Can I not use the plastic kit I've got at home?
The plastic kit?
Yeah.
Plastic kit.
Yeah,
let's just take the game operation and take our chances.
Cool.
yeah.
Oh, dear. Interestingly enough, Lee's put down another story he wants to cover, which is the madness of the internet and the way hacking's going on. And I was absolutely horrified this week to note when I was looking through all the programme listings from various channels, and this was BBC One. I was horrified.
Why?
Years, and I do mean now, dear boys and girls, years ago, we actually exposed on this programme a hoax that was being done by people phoning up people, pretending to put the phone down, listening to the number they were dialing using the beep, 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 beep noises, and then answering it pretending to be a bank. Do you remember, Lee?
I remember this, and this is, yeah, you're quite right. I will not steal your glory.
It was years, quite right, yeah. It's years ago, isn't it?
Well, how long have we been going?
God
knows. It's got to be at least 4 years ago, hasn't it?
Something like that. Anyway, it wasn't me. It was Lee that exposed the story, and we ran it, and we exposed it properly. We researched it through Microsoft, who weren't particularly helpful at the time. But this week, years on, the BBC said it was news.
Well, it is news because it has actually only just happened, hasn't it? Really?
Well, since 4 years ago.
Hey, was it 4 years ago? I wasn't listening.
Yeah, it was about 4 years ago when we exposed this scam.
No, but that, we exposed it. But this is a new story. Excuse me.
We are confusing. There's a new news story. But what annoyed me was how behind some major broadcasters are in sharing with the bigger wide world that these things go on. It's just beggars belief.
Well, it's a different attitude, isn't it? You and I, basically, I'm not including you in this, Rachel, for only one reason.
That's all right, because I stopped listening. Go on.
No, but basically, Eric and I are investigative journalists. You are a talented, you are a thespian and things like that, which is a good thing. But we expose this because we are investigative journalists. The majority of people who work at somewhere like the BBC, unless they're actually in the investigative journalism department, aren't investigative journalists. They look, and quite rightly too, to break news that is actually happening as it happens. And that's what they've done with this story. But it is quite an horrendous story that a gang of cyber criminals.
Criminals.
Smooth criminals.
It's lucky we've only got 20 seconds left, Lee.
Well, they stole £29 million by hacking into a database of prepaid debit cards.
Good grief. Rachel, same time to say goodbye.
Goodbye, Rachel.
Quick plug for Adele. Sorry, not Adele. Your mate.
She's better. Michelle Martinez. Quick plug for her.
Absolutely. Say goodbye, Lee.
Bye-bye.
See you next week, boys and girls. Same time, same channel, same whatever button you push.
The Station of the Stars. RTI.